Kennard's Make Trade Easy. Kennard's Hire is making trade easy with a 2-hour delivery promise and heaps more. Kennard's Make Your Job
Easy. Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to your Friday. Hope you're having an absolute cracker. In fact, you're probably almost done and dusted as far as the working week is concerned as we skip past 3 o'clock on your Friday afternoon, the 16th of April. AG, time flies. It is Scotty Sattler in the house. And I've got to say about our man, Scotty Sattler, I think he's the most underrated analyst in rugby league and probably the smartest rugby league analyst I know. G'day, Sats.
What makes you say, thank you very much, Sugar, for that.
That's
unprompted.
Okay.
Why?
Just my observations over the years, Sats.
Thank you very much for
that. Yeah, I do believe that. I think a lot of other analysts get pumped up higher than they should be. But you, I would have to say, are at least in my top two or three.
Thank you very much.
Probably my number one, but I haven't given enough thought.
Well, I do feel sorry for you as a commentator.
Yes, why is
that? With Carmichael Hunt coming back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how good's that? Didn't Mick DeVere change his name? It was Michael, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Hunt.
It was too.
That was his original name.
He was.
Mick. Yeah, there you go. Gibbo, good afternoon to you.
G'day, Joel. G'day, Sats. G'day,
hey, Tommy. Gibbo, I saw that footage during the week on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, every social media page that goes across our stratosphere at the moment of an individual from CCTV falling down a set of stairs, and they were all having a go at you, and I thought, oh, it's just some footage that looks like Gibbo. But before the show, you confirmed it was actually you falling down a set of stairs at a licensed venue.
Yeah, it was me, Sats. And I know, I'm sure you had a great idea of me on the weekend, and I'm just training hard and just.
Because you keep telling me about how you're in this leadership group.
I still am in the leadership group. They haven't seen the video
no,
yet.
No, of course they haven't.
You know what they say?
No, they have seen it. They just haven't pieced together that it's you.
Yeah, well, I was out last week for an injury, shower incident, but, you know. But you know they say any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, true. Well, yeah, it's true.
I don't think this has helped at all.
Yeah.
No, speaking about mystery injuries, of course, the great Tommy's back.
Yes, for Manly.
Yes.
Go Manly.
No, I'm talking about Tommy Costigan, not Tommy Turbo. Yes. the great Tommy Costigan.
Afternoon, Sats. Afternoon, Joel. Gibbo.
How you going, legend?
Mate, good. 6 hours of power right here
now. Yeah, we've got it easy. We've got it covered easy because you're here thanks to Four Pines Brewing Co. Takes real characters to produce a show like this. Can we do this straight away from the get-go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Time now for this. This is Fletchy's Friday phone-in thanks to Four Pines.
G'day, guys. Well, it's that time of week again for Fletchy's Four Pines phone-in on Fridays. What I want you to do is call in 1300 01 1170, and I want you to be frothing.
There you go. So he's texted me through the topic he wants. He's phoned through for his phoner, Brian Fletcher. Now, the topic he wants, which I'll start with you, Sats, and you can get involved via the text line 0457 736 736 for Four Pines, or you can actually call in 1300 01 1170. Now, he's saying Carmichael Hunt back for the Broncos.
Yes.
Right? If you could bring back any player, any former player at your club, right,
yeah,
at the height of their powers... They've got a bit of played this century, so you can't go Johnny Raper and your dad, etc. It's at the height of their powers this particular century. Which player does your club need? So it's not necessarily your club's best ever player because you might...
So the Panthers, if I want to bring back Greg Alexander, don't need him because Nathan Cleary's there.
That's
gotcha.
Very good example. You could maybe bring him back as a fullback if you wanted to. But so... Let's start with you, Sats. Your former club being the Penrith Panthers, one of those former clubs, but very well known at the Penrith Panthers. What player from the past at their height, and it has to be for their club, in other words, Jonathan Thurston, yes, he played at the Bulldogs, but he never reached his heights at the Bulldogs.
How far are we going back?
Start of the century.
Okay. Is that year 2000?
That's 2000, okay, yes.
Confirm that. Now, look at the Panthers side at the moment, Sugar, Tommy and Gibbo and listeners, and I think there's not a lot of weaknesses.
No, that's right.
If I look in the centres, I'm going to say Brad Fittler in the centres, but I'm going to say Reece Wesser at fullback.
Yes.
The Wesser the Expresser.
Oh, yeah.
Scored 26 tries in a regular season, 2004, I think 3 consecutive years he scored 27 tries or something, yeah.
Wow, so this is Four Pines Brewing Co., the official beer of Drive with Joel and Fletch. So you're saying Reece Wesser, I like that. I really, really like that. So think about your club. Which player would you pinch at the height of their powers? For the West Tigers, now this is a bit tricky, Sats, because you think of James Tedesco, but James Tedesco wasn't at his absolute heights that he ultimately achieved, right? So And the other thing is Dane Laurie's going okay. So I'm not going to go Teddy. I'm therefore not going to go Brett Hodgson either. Am I going to go Benji Marshall at his heights? Well, that's a possibility. Robbie Farah's a possibility. Scotty Prince is a possibility. So, you know what? I think I'd go the one and only Clive Churchill medalist for the West Tigers, Scotty Prince.
Scotty Prince.
I think so. Yeah.
Did you know in 2004, his first year at the West Tigers, Tim Sheens called him into a meeting after about, it was before June 30, it was about round 7, round 8, and asked him if he wanted to release.
Wow.
If he wanted to go back to Queensland. Is he feeling homesick? Whatever it may be, because it seems as though you're not on your game the way that I know you.
Wow.
And Princey said, no, you know what? I'm going to get through it. Takes on the captaincy 2005, Clive Churchill medalist.
Unbelievable. And you know what, that year, so the Tigers were sort of bumbling through the start of the season, and I'll never forget this. And I was actually in the room at the time. So Tim Sheens comes in, he says, righto, boys, we're having a meeting to reset our goals.
Couldn't Sheensy's meetings go for a long time? I love them, but they could go for a while.
So he said, we're going to reset the goals. Our goal at the start of the year was to make the top four. I think we should maybe push it to top six. Ben Gallier, who, bit of a story there too, by the way.
Underrated ball player.
Underrated. So at the start of the year, everyone voted to see who'd be captain. Mark O'Neill got the captaincy, got injured. And clearly second for the votes was Ben Gallier. So he was therefore the vice captain. However, when Mark O'Neill went down, Sheensy, on his own accord, which turned out to be right because he ultimately captains the team and wins the Clive Churchill medal, he put Princey to the captaincy, despite the fact the players hadn't voted Princey there. As I say, it turns out to be the right call. Mm. But at the time, it was a bit of unsettled the playing group. They were unhappy with him doing that. But of course, they know he made the right decision down the track. But Ben Gallier, back to Benny Gallier. So we're in the meeting and Benny Gallier, who I actually went to John Paul II Marion for a brief time with the Pula Tour boys. And he stood up and he said, look, maths was never my go, which it most certainly wasn't. He was bloody hopeless at maths. He said, but from my calculations, we can still make the top four. So he said, righto. He stormed out and he said, as far as I'm concerned, the meeting's over. The goal remains top four until it can't be a goal. Slammed the door. Then he opened the door back up, popped his head back in and he says, by the way, the day after our day off, which is typically a Wednesday, I want you to come in and write on the board something you did when no one was watching. In other words, an effort that you made when there was no crowd, you weren't being pushed. So every day they'd come back in on the Thursday, the boys, and they'd say, I did the Sandhills or I did whatever it was. And the rest is history. Tigers made the top four and obviously go on to win the grand final. Coming up on the show, we've got, we'll check in with Sportsbet. Hammy Goodman, I think, is going to join us today. Andrew Swain from Stan Sport to preview this weekend's rugby, Super Rugby. We might ask him about this TJ Perenara as well as to what he thinks, and does he believe that he could, in fact, come and join the Roosters. That's been the scuttlebutt at the moment. We'll have a preview of tonight's two NRL matches. Of course, Sats and I will be calling him later on too for SEN League and NRL Nation, so you won't miss anything there. This is Trojan Tradies Hour. Trojan, tools built tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse. But coming up after the break, we'll review last night's clash between the Brisbane Broncos, who put up an almighty fight, just going down narrowly the Penrith Panthers. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. But today, Scotty Sattler, have your say on the text line 0457 736 736. You can call us 1300 01 1170.
Kennard Tyre is making trade easy with swap and go service on site and heaps more.
You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
And Scotty Sattler in the house today for the great man Bears Head Fletcher. What's brewing thanks to Four Pines News? Well, what about this one, Sats? TJ Perenara.
Like it.
You like it. All Blacks scrum half. He's in talks with Sydney Roosters. And now I'm going to talk to...
What is he, 60-odd tests for the All Blacks?
Yeah.
Nearly 79 tests? Yeah. 69.
Yep, so they're talking about him. Clearly there's a void there. And you know what, it brings us to our topic today, which the Bears Head sent through. We're asking you right now, your team this year, if you could replace or bring in, if you could draft in a player who's played for your club this century, who's retired, and you could get them at their very, very best to fill a void for you, who would you grab? I said I'd grab Scotty Prince for the West Tigers. Satsi, you said you'd grab the great Reece Wesser.
Reece Wesser, the Expresser.
At fullback for the Penrith Panthers. Plenty coming in here. And this one's...
There's a good one here from Brian Sugar.
Yeah, what's he say, Brian?
0457 736 736. Brian says, I'm a Roosters fan, Joel and Sats. with no hooker at the moment, Simon Benetti, or what about this one with the new rules, Craig Wing?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't mind that. However, Verrills will be coming back. It's very hard not to say Brad Fittler there. Very hard not to say Brad Fittler. But it's up to you. Have your say. Brian says he'd bring back Benetti or Craig Wing. Dragons, yeah, no name on this one. So many good players to pick from 10, 20 years ago. I'd say Luke Bailey, just ahead of Sean Timmins or Trent Barrett.
Barrett would be a good one.
Yeah, send through your names when you bring him in too, because we want to credit you as well. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great topic. As I'm a Para supporter, I'd bring back Jared Hayne, 2009 version. He was simply outstanding and could do anything and everything. Mm. On his day, he was one fantastic player. If I could bring back someone from any era who played for Para, it would be Peter Stirling. Yeah, Peter Stirling was, well, you don't have to say much about Peter Stirling. He was absolutely sublime,
wasn't
he? Talking
about Trent Barrett, you would have played against Trent Barrett. Yep. Nightmare.
Yeah.
Absolute nightmare he was.
I see a little bit of...
Matty Burton.
That's the bloke he's going to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just, he was huge. He had hands like T-bone steaks. He'd take the line on at speed. He used to look like he was going to... And he'd step off his outside foot and straighten up. He'd stick the big paw in your face.
Mm.
He's so strong. He was a big man as well. He was a nightmare to play against.
Dez wants to have his say. He's on the open line. 1300 01 1170. What's brewing thanks to Four Pines? Dez is there. G'day, Dez.
Hey, Joel and team. You know what? This may sound greedy, but I'd bring back Billy Slater.
Wow. Bill
Slater and Pappenhausen in the same team.
Where would you play Bill?
He'd be the fullback, and he put Pappenhausen on the wing. Can you imagine those two together?
Oh, like, wow.
It'd be just be mayhem. He'd be on steroids.
Hey, Dez, do yourself a favour. Do yourself a favour. Go and watch the last. In fact, I'll give you a little stat around Ryan Pappenhausen. The last 20 times he scored the Pap, Melbourne have won. Yeah.
Really?
The last 20 times he scored, Melbourne have won. And Dez, go and watch those tries. Nearly every single one of them, he is so flat. I haven't seen a player who plays as flat as him. And if there's a 1 metre line break, Pap's ready to get it.
Mm.
He's so flat.
He's Billy Slater on steroids. And a lot of the way he plays, he'll admit it, is Billy Slater's had a lot to do with his career. And he's just so quick and he's so modest and he's just a wonderful player. I've always called Billy Slater, I call him Billy Goat because I still think he's the greatest of all time and I think he changed the way fullbacks play and that's why we're having such wonderful football.
And Dez, I get your analogy, but just so we're not going down to the defamation case, he's not Billy Slater on steroids. What you're saying is he's a ramping up type of version of the Billy Slater. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, is that extra speed than Billy? That's exactly what I mean.
That's exactly. We know what you mean, Desi boy. No, we appreciate that. So you'd actually bring back Billy, even though you got the Pap. This is the great situation they have, Melbourne, isn't it? You can bring back Billy Slater, but you got Pap. You can bring back Cameron Smith, but you got Brandon Smith and Harry Grant.
Mm.
This is because of what a wonderful job the look. I'm at ends with a lot of my family because I've got so much respect for. Well, Bellamy's the greatest coach by a long way because he makes ordinary players or pure ordinary players great players because he puts them and says, look, all you got to do, and he hasn't got the three greats anymore, he's just following around the paddock. And the truth is now with Pappenhausen and Munster, I think if they stay on the field and fit, I think Storm are the team to beat this year again.
Yeah, they could be. It looks as though it could be a Penrith Melbourne Grand Final. South will put their hand up and so too the Roosters. The Roosters get to put their hand up tonight. I tell you what, it might be as simple as you've got all the big stars, Kronk, and you've got, of course, Cameron Smith and Billy Slater. However, it might be just bringing back Tino Fasilmalawi. He'd be handy, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
You're just bragging because you want to say that name.
They're all the same. They're all the same, Dez, the commentators. They love saying his name.
Right.
You pronounce it beautifully.
Righto, Dez. Thank you, mate. Yeah, absolutely. It's a massive game coming up. And just hang around here on SEN. We're going to be covering straight after this. Sats and I will kick off the Friday night with the big match tonight. The Sharkies taking on the Knights. How do the Sharkies stand up with that? Peter Vallandis, he's not happy, Sats, with what's happened with the Stephen Crichton fine.
Yep.
$1,350. Now, the trainer for the Raiders copped 10 grand because he put his hands on a couple of the players there as the melee broke out. $1,350. Just on that, on the fine, but also on the, I suppose some people would call it the carry-on from the Young Panthers. Do you like it? Do you love it? Do you loathe it?
I like it. I think and that's not because I'm an ex-Panthers man. It doesn't matter who it was. I feel as though you've got to have some swagger.
Yeah.
You've got to have a little bit of swagger if you're going to make a stake in any game. And the way they're playing at the moment, they're playing with a lot of confidence. But in saying that as well, you just got to think about their young players that are playing on high charge adrenaline at the moment. And I've got no doubt that Stephen Crichton will go back and look at that. Maybe in 12 months, 2 years' time, and go, you know what, if I had that time again, I probably wouldn't do that. When he's a little bit more mature.
I thought the same thing.
But, yeah, at the moment, it's pretty innocent. What he did by pulling Joseph Tarpanay into the celebratory huddle, I didn't think it was called for. And I think if that's not initiated by Stephen Crichton, we don't see the trainer having to feel as though he has to put his hand on a player. I'm a little bit disappointed in the fine. I know that officials have been fined in the past, but I feel as though it could have been a suspended fine due to how it was initiated first and foremost, that push and shove initially. So I agree with Peter Volandis. We spoke about this during the week on our show, Gary Belcher and I, and he used a good analogy, $1,350 for a player who's on potentially $300,000, $400,000 a year is like saying, well, I'm going to hit you with a parking fine for $2 for parking in that no parking spot at the front of the gym.
Yeah.
But if you're getting fined $2, you're going to do it every time. Who cares?
That's right.
So, yeah, a little bit light, so I tend to agree with him.
I was quite critical, and this was like egg in the face eventually for me. I was very critical of both the Panthers and the Broncos who were turning up to training in this they were dressing up to turn up to training. Yep. And I thought, oh, come on, guys, we've been watching too much Last Dance. However, I just felt at that time they hadn't achieved anything, right? And as it turns out, Penrith achieved a lot following on from that, right? So they knew where they were heading. And I actually now have come full circle. And I love the energy they bring to a game and they're jumping over each other and backslapping. However, I will say the handshake thing, I thought that was a little bit up yours last night.
What about the Roosters were doing it, but?
Yeah, but I think last year? Yeah, but I think it was a clear case of a bit smart-assy. Mm. That's what I thought. And you know what? Go back to backslapping, high energy, getting around each other. You don't need that, boys. Like, you're very easily to love, but you don't want to turn that very easily to love audience into a very easily to hate, to be hated, because I don't think you need to have that. Did you think it was a little bit smart-assy, the handshakes?
I just think it adds to the theatre of rugby league to sport. You know,
we're talking about it.
It gives you and I an opportunity to fill in 10 minutes this afternoon on the show. And that's exactly what it creates. So, yeah, what we do on radio, as we know, it's theatre of the mind. So, you know, we paint pictures for listeners. So, for me, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. The one thing I do hate is the head rub.
Yeah.
Someone on the ground, they made a mistake.
The antagonising.
That's smugness at its best.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't agree with what Stephen Crichton did, but I do love exactly what you're saying. I love the high energy. I love Jerome Luai every time he comes in, he jumps on top of the pack.
He's a winner, hey.
I did text you during the weekend saying, I want to get the odds on a Panthers player injuring themselves during celebrations.
I'll tell you what, Satsy, when you think about grand final winning teams, and we're talking to Matty Johns yesterday, and Spud was in there, and I said to Spud, this Penrith team remind me not of the 1991 Penrith sides. It reminds me of the 95-96 Manly side. 95, you might recall, Sats, they were so dominant, the Manly side. They lost two games only, got beat in the grand final. Jim Dimmick has a masterclass. The next year, so they conceded about 250 points that year. The next year, they came out and they drilled down hard in defence to the point where it's probably the best this century. I don't know. Well, it's not even this century. It was 1995, so it wasn't this century. But in recent times, it was about 8 points a game.
Mm.
Bob Fulton just had them screwed right down, 8 points a game. They won the grand final belatedly a year later. And I'm just wondering whether they were so dominant last year, Penrith. This year, they've screwed the points down big time. Defensive column, they know that's what wins championships. I just wonder whether it's a bit of a second coming, and you think about the winners, and Matty Johns brought up Matt Ridge had that air of confidence. And when I look at Jerome Luai, you could throw him in any jumper, New South Wales, Australia, he just looks like a bloke who knows he's winning. Do you agree with that?
No, I think we come across players who, they just enjoy life. They just love life. Yeah. They love being around their teammates, and they don't want to play to any sort of set structure. It's like they're in the backyard. And the energy that he brings to a side, the skill level that he brings to the side, the way that he approaches the game, and who knows, that may change as he matures and becomes more of a priority player in the side and as opposed to being a very good player amongst a very good group of players. Yeah, they're all kids at the moment. They're just enjoying what they're doing at the moment. But with Jerome Luai, he's a gunslinger.
Yeah.
He's just a gunslinger. It's like, I don't care whether you're going to play me in basketball,
yep,
volleyball, whatever it may be. I'm going to compete. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to do it with a smile on my face. You're either going to love or going to hate me, but I don't really care.
Yep.
And I don't mind that.
Cleary gets all the raps, and he's a very, very good player, Cleary, but I don't think there's much of a gap between him and Luai, the influence of their team. And Brad Fittler's got a big decision to make, Sats, because Cody Walker, you can't fault how Cody Walker's playing. However, we're yet to see Nathan Cleary at the height of his game in the sky blue jumper. How do you get him at the height of his game? You throw Luai next to him.
Well, you've got to do something special to beat Queensland and find something different.
Yeah.
So do they go the whole left side? Do they go Cleary, Luai, Crichton, To'u?
Yeah, why not? Why not? You know, with the way he's going, you could even go Cleary, Crichton, Burton, left centre. You could actually go that way. Anyway, 1300 01 1170 to have your say. You can text us 0457 736 736. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. And today, Scotty Sattler. Much April, we do appreciate those updates. Text coming through. Ree Penrith, though, come on, their kids being kids. Blue Emu, yeah, we love the celebrations. Yeah. I just personally felt the shaking of the hands was a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit up yours, middle finger to everyone else. That's what I felt, but not so much to everyone else, to the Raiders. But anyway, I do love what they're doing. I love the high energy. But anyway, don't worry about what I think. What does Ivan Cleary think on their respect and behaviour? Let's have a listen.
Oh, it was discussed on the run because, you know, there's stories come out and whatnot. Respect is a value of our team. Our boys have been pretty much doing the same thing for the last 18 months, and no one was, you know, everyone loved us when we did it last year, but now they've got through the, you know, we've got through the honeymoon period, and now, yeah, I mean, I guess through a bit of success, we're, people look at us differently, maybe. I don't know. I mean, we care about how we behave, but they are exuberant young men who love playing footy. If people see that sometimes as going over the line, maybe, but I don't know. I love them. Like if in my opinion, I thought it was getting out of hand, we'd do something about it. But they're just young and they'll learn as well. But, you know, I think it's a storm in a teacup, mate. To be honest,
when you're flying, the public do everything they can. There are small portions of the public that do everything they can to knock you off your perch. And he is right. We've gone through that honeymoon phase now with the Penrith Panthers. Now they're, to some, they're public enemy number one because of the brashness that they play with. But you know what? I remember when we were flying, we were quite brash as well as a side. And I reckon that you look at any side that's had some sort of success, and there is that touch of brashness about them. So, you know, all I can say when it comes to respect, again, I'm going to take off my Penrith hat here and just be a person that works in the media. I've only ever found the Penrith Panthers players to be so respectful, great humility when it comes to understanding and respecting the game. And not only that, but the people that have gone before them. You know, I think Ivan Cleary and Anthony Griffin did a great job at educating the Penrith playing group about the history of the game, the history of the club, the history of the players that went before them as well. And every time I've had to interview or talk to any of the players or gone to their games, I've never found anything but deep respect for those around them. So I think we sit back and we just appreciate the style of rugby league that they're playing, which, you know, we went through a period there, Joel, where I felt as though the game was getting a little bit stale.
Mm.
It was all about the wrestling and how do we slow the game down. And now that we're speeding it up, we've got a team that loves to play at high octane, we want to try and bring them down somehow. So play on.
No, I'm with you. I just hope for them they're not the Merlin Oddie of the, you know, Merlin Oddie, yeah. Right? So Merlin Oddie over a 6-year period, 6-time world champion.
She's undefeated for a long time.
So timing is everything, right? Timing is absolutely everything. So in other words, with the Olympics being pushed back, Scotty Sattler, there will be different winners to who would have won it by now because of the timing, right? Mm. So the Penrith Panthers did everything right all last year, but it was that one last day that the timing wasn't to be. They've flown out of the gates early again. You don't want to be the team who over 2 years has easily won the most amount of games, yet not won the gold medal, so to speak. So Merlin Oddie, 6-time world champion, 0 gold medals, individual gold medals. Mm. So you just don't want to be the Merlin Oddie. That's the question there. Hi, Sats and Joel. Penrith celebrations are great. Doesn't bother me. But when Crichton dragged the Raider guy into the celebration whilst he was waiting to come on the field, it was rubbish, Brian. Well, I think you've covered that off, Sats, where you say that I think down the track, if he hasn't already thought about it now, Stephen Crichton, he'd be thinking, yeah, it wasn't the coolest thing to do. Yep. Wasn't the coolest thing to do. Mm. But anyway, have your say, 1300 01 1170. Before we take your calls, Rob's waiting there patiently. Kevy Walters, has been a bit of talk around Carmichael Hunt, which has inspired Fletcher's topic today, which is if you could bring back a former player to your team, for example, Peter from Shell Harbour says, great topic, boys, Gavin Miller for the Sharkies. Oh. But we want him to play this. He didn't play this He didn't play this century. Want him to have played this century, retiring player. But a good question. Who could the Sharkies bring back who has retired this particular century? Throw him in there. But anyway, Kevy Walters on bringing back Carmichael Hunt to the Broncos jersey.
I'm not sure on that, Pete. Yeah, won't make any comment on that tonight, mate.
You're smirking, Kev. I know you know something.
I don't, mate. I don't.
But you know, you're the coach of the club. You must know if he's coming.
Oh, we've made some inquiries, yeah, on with Carmichael, so we're just waiting to get the green light, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, he's a former Bronco, good experienced player, so...
You said it wasn't going to happen 2 weeks ago. What's changed?
What
Carmichael.
Did I rule it out?
In an interview, you said it's not going to happen.
Oh, well, am I allowed to change my mind?
Yeah. Well, I just think, what changed in 2 weeks?
The performance of the side, yeah. 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 I feel Carmichael can add to this group with his presence. So we'll see what happens.
He said a lot for saying he wasn't going to talk about it, but they got him. They got him, didn't they? But he's very good, Kevy.
I like how honest he is.
He's honest. Mm. He's honest.
Yeah, not as eloquent as some as getting his point across, but he gets it across in a way that we understand as rugby league fans. You know, when a journalist asks him what changes in 2 weeks. He says, "What? I can't change my mind.
Am I allowed to change my mind?
Of course, he's allowed to change his mind. What does he bring to the side? Well, he brings his presence, and he hits the nail on the head. Carmichael Hunt. People who have played or trained with Carmichael Hunt will tell you he is one of the greatest competitors on the training paddock, and it's exactly what they need. He won't bring points on the board, but he'll hold them accountable.
Righto, Sats. You are from up there, Queensland way. Sats and Badshah, of course, Sports Day. Have you heard much about Carmichael Hunt up there playing for the South Logan Magpie side?
I've watched two of his games out of three now.
What jumper was he wearing?
Centre.
Right. Do you like what you saw?
Love it.
Right.
Obviously, completely different level.
Yep.
Hasn't played NRL since 2010 or finished 2009. Has been playing competitive rugby and also AFL. But we saw what being out of the game for 12 months did to Jared Hayne and Val Holmes. Their timing and rhythm was out.
Yeah.
Completely out.
That's right.
So getting him back into the system as of Monday, he won't really, unless they make him part of the top 30, after round 10, there's this special sort of dispensation fee. You can play a player that comes in outside of your top 30. And so he'll play after round 10, which is perfect because he'll get 4 weeks of training.
Yes.
He'll get conditioning under his belt.
And he'll keep playing for South Logan Magpies.
But get full-time training. But what he'll bring is accountability to the playing group. And for a young playing group, it's exactly what they need.
Have your say, 1300 01 1170. Time for this bloke. Now, Satsy, he's our only listener who has his own song stinger. Because he asked for it, right?
Yep.
Sometimes in life you ask and you get. Rob's on the line. Go, Rob.
Yeah.
Hello, Joel. Sats. How are you going, boys?
Very well.
What do you know, Robert?
Way out west in Blacktown, Sats. Yeah, shame you're coming out tomorrow, Joel. I'm going to the Swans. I would have liked to meet you out there. It's Jayco.
You're saying that you would rather be at the Swans in a local derby than you would be at Jayco there at Glossop Street, St Mary's.
Do I get cut off now for saying that?
Well, how many Game of Thrones stars are out at the Swans? I'm just asking. I know that Brendan Cowell's going to be with us out of Glossop Street, St Mary's. So for any of those Game of Thrones fans, or perhaps you're listening and your partner loves Game of Thrones, what a surprise. Drag your partner down for a little secret getaway to Jayco, Sydney there at St Mary's, Glossop Street.
Yeah, it should be a good day. Now, I'm a North Sydney supporter, so I can't bring back a player because we're out of the actual comp now, which is unfortunate. But I would have brought back Mark Graham anyway. But I want to bring back a player from another club. Now, he played for two clubs, and I want the younger version of this player at the second club. Can you guess what player it was?
You want Jonathan Thurston?
He played for two. No.
No.
He played down south, and he played at Redfern.
Greg Inglis.
I want the younger version, yes, of Greg Inglis to come to the Rabbits.
Okay, yeah. Well, he won a competition for you as the older version.
He wasn't bad in 14,
yeah,
was he?
He wasn't too bad then.
Yeah.
Either way, yeah, you wouldn't miss, yeah, but yeah, I get where you're coming from. But yeah, but what do you do? Like, you've got Latrell Mitchell there, so we're looking for players who you need, and your centres are going fine, so but he's the one, yeah, you bring back.
Put the cream on the top of the cake. Now, just one other question, Joel.
Yeah, mate.
A racing question for you.
Right.
Can Sir Dragon A beat the two good ones tomorrow, Very Elegant and Nevaeh?
They're tipping a good four track, Very Elegant, yep, and a Dabe. They love the slop. Almost unbeatable. Yep. If there was plenty of rain, it'd be a race into a Dabe and Very Elegant. However, and Waller loves the grand finals, but I think the Dragon, I think Sir Dragon A can win this. I'll be backing that. Rob, we've got calls, yep, to take, mate. We appreciate that.
Thanks,
we go to Terrigal now. Paul's there on the line, 1300 01 1170. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, I'd bring back Jeremy Smith for the Dragons from sort of that late 2000s.
He was a winner, wasn't he?
2010 period. He was. Yeah. Hard man, too. I reckon just that stiffen up that middle a little bit better in the... I mean, they're going all right at the moment, but, you know, we've been missing some middles the last couple of years, so I reckon he'd be pretty good. And then the other one, I can't remember if he retired in this century or not, but Brad McKay at his best, he was a sensational player. I think with the way the game's been played now as a traditional lock, he'd really make some good headway in the game at the moment. He had that speed and footstep, and you know, he can kick goals as well, so a good backup for Zach Lomax.
Did he retire after the 99? After the 99 season?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Retired
in 99, and then went to the Bradford Bulls, yeah, right, for 2000.
It won the Clive Churchill Medal in the 93 grand final and a beaten side. Kevy Walters had an absolute blinder. Yeah.
Oh, was Kevy Walters if it goes to a Bronco, is Kevy Walters the...
Oh, he just, by the length of the straight.
Is that right?
In 93, and back then the Clive Churchill Medal was amongst the judges, was announced about 15 or 20 minutes before full time. So, and at that stage, the game was in the balance. There was a low-scoring game. McKay had a really good game, but Kevy Walters was pretty much the breadwinner in that game.
Yeah, 14 points to 6. The Broncos beat the Dragons that particular day. We've got to go, Paul. That's a good couple of suggestions there. No doubt about that. I ran into a kid the other day who's an absolute clone of the great Brad McKay. But anyway, this is Drive with Joel and Fletch. Keep your text messages coming through. 0457 736 736. Scotty Sattler in the chair this afternoon.
Kennard Tyre is making trade easy with swap and go service on site and heaps more.
You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, and we continue with Fletchy Friday phone in, all thanks to Four Pines Brewing Co. Four Pines Brewing Co., the official beer of Drive with Joel and Fletch. This is Trojan Tradies Hour. Trojan Tools Built Tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse.
How does Bear's Head get his own segment on a Friday when he doesn't even turn up?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I reckon Jez, I reckon he's dominated our...
Has he hoodwinked him?
Our glorious manager.
Yeah.
Jez is absolutely hoodwinked by Fletch.
Yeah, the Fletchy boy, too smart. Mm. Give the ball to Fletchy. The Gold Coast don't need another Garden Gnome, but how great would it be to see Presto tearing it up in the middle of the ruck from Marja?
Hey, Marja, I played with Preston in his very first game in 1998 at the Gold Coast Chargers versus Balmain at Leichhardt Oval, round one, and he was 19 years of age and he was 58 kilos.
Yeah.
And he lied to the trainer and said he was 62. He put weights down the back of his training pants.
Yes.
He stood on the weight scales on the Tuesday before round one to pick the teams.
Wow.
The coach wouldn't pick anyone under 62 kilos.
Yes.
He's 58.
Wow.
Mm, played on the wing.
What, Dalian medal winner?
2001.
He would. So this particular texter is suggesting, like, I was saying that they've got a bit small in the back line there, the Titans, as the Broncos. But the Broncos did something about that, bringing in Corey Oates, and I thought they looked a bigger, stronger, better side. But that said, this really does my head in, right? Kikau is going to be charging on that side, right? Mm. And Fifita does the same thing. It's not compulsory sets to put a little halfback on them. I don't understand that. I also don't understand putting Dearden next to Mead. Capewell found them early. They didn't keep going back to him. They had to go back to him. They were standing together. They moved Dearden, in fact, away from Kikau, but they put him next to Mead. And just on the subject of false numbers, David Mead in the book says he's 183 centimetres. No way. No way.
No way.
No
he's,
way, Jose.
He's 5'11". He's 180 centimetres tops.
Tops.
Yep.
Hi, Joel and Sats. 100% the handshakes by the Panthers players last night was an up yours to their critics, but what else would you expect from them when their coach is blowing kisses to supporters of a team he left in a salary cap mess? Mike, I'm tipping you're a Tigers fan, Mike, because, look, I don't personally hate that either. I thought it's a bit of theatre from Ivan. I thought that was fine. I think the Tigers should bring back a peak Harry Grant. Oh, Harry, from Michael. Michael writes that, hi, boys, being a West Tigers fan, I'd bring back Keith Galloway. Always tried and left everything on the field. Also, my Sats, my dad, as an old rabbit's tragic, has taken a keen interest in you trying to get your father's jersey back. Mm. Any news on this? Regards, Ronnie.
Ronnie, I've got about three names that I've got to chase up, and I'm in the process of the next 2 weeks of contacting those people who apparently have some information about where the jersey did go at the time in 2000,
right,
and where it may be now.
Wow.
I'm not quite sure. So all I want, as we see all these great rugby league players that are passing before us right now, Tommy just the latest, the great Buck Rogers recently passing away,
yeah,
Panthers and Raiders coach. I want the day that my dad passes away, I want him to be in that jersey, that 1970 grand final jersey with half the rabbit ripped off, with all the blood still dried on the jersey. I want that jersey to be the one that goes in his coffin. So hence why I want to try and find it.
Yes. Okay. Very, very good. Nathan writes, I don't think it's Nathan Eyemarsh, by the way, and you can blame the Matty John Show for this one. I'd bring back Hindy with Para going so well. He'd get a sniff, but then come crashing back to reality once September hits. There you go. That's Nathan. Bulldogs need Benny Barber of 2012. Thank you very much, DB. Yeah, he was just impossible to stop Benny Barber in 2012. Jamie Lyons for Manly. Absolute gun, says Craggy. He would bring him back. Being a South supporter, I'd bring back Bears Head Fletcher. He might be able to learn a thing or two on how to be a proper captain from Renault. Oh, Jordan's putting the boot in there.
Imagine Fletch and Bennett together every day.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to get a...
No, Wayne would love Bears Head. As a South fan, I'd either bring back Sam Burgess to partner Jai Arrow or bring back Roy Asatazi up front, says Scott. He was a good player, wasn't he? His best player. Roy, also playing for the Canterbury Bulldogs. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. And by the way, it's not too late to register for KFC's Super Coach. You can still pick a team, but without the Broncos and Panthers players of last night for round 6. Register now at supercoach.com.au. You can join Vossi's group as well, by the way, using this code number 641806.
Kennard Tire is making trade easy with swap and go service on site and heaps more.
You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Not too late either to join the SEN NRL Tipping and the Ream League. You can win over $16,000 in prizes, including huge 2021 NRL Grand Final experiences. Sign up now at nrltipping.sen.com.au. Coming up the next hour, we'll speak to Hammy Goodman from Sportsbet. We'll preview tonight's blockbuster, the Storm and the Roosters, and we'll get a rugby union update with Andrew Swain from Stan Sport. My little man's been to the specialist, Satsy. He's played heaps of football games, never got injured, played a game of touch footy, and it's been going on for like 2 months now, this situation. Three ligaments off the bone. Bang. So we've got a bit of...
In the elbow?
Hyperextended his elbow. This happened 2 months ago. But they've just gone the MRI again. It's shown three ligaments straight off the Al Capone.
Surgery?
Well, I didn't get to finish the conversation, so I'll have a chat to the wifey in a minute. I'll call you back, darling. We're going on a break shortly anyway for the news. So there you go. Hey, Sugar, can the Tigers have Scott Prince back, please? The Central Coast Tiger. Yep, I'd pick him as well. Mm. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch, and the topic is which former player would you bring back to add spice to your current team at their height? This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. Scotty Sattler in the chair. You can text us 0457 736 736.
Kennard Tire is making trade easy with an express load and go service and heaps more.
It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
We certainly are. It is Scotty Sattler in the house and plenty of text messages coming through. 0457 736 736. Yeah, I don't mind this one. Fridge for Burwood. Anthony Mundine. Bring him back at the Dragons. I do like that. By the way, you don't need to go anywhere. We've got you covered here at SEN. As far as the rugby league is concerned, Scotty Sattler and I, we will broadcast the Newcastle Knights and the Cronulla Sharks tonight. Meanwhile, on NRL Nation via the app, you can get the Melbourne Storm and the Sydney Roosters. Tomorrow, back on SEM, we've got Manly taking on the Titans out at Mudgee. And then on Sunday, the Cowboys and the Bulldogs. That's all on SEN. We do have you covered here. 11.70, and thank you for listening in this afternoon. By the way, brought to you by Sportsbet, same race, multi, gamble responsibly. The great man. I didn't know he was called Hammerlam, but apparently he is. And Hammerlam's on the line. Hammy Goodman.
TGIF team, we made it. How exciting. Not far until we all knock off for the week. But I just wanted to weigh in, team, on what you've been saying about which player would you like to come back and play for your club. Now, you know, Sugar, I'm a long-suffering West Tigers fan. I couldn't agree more with your caller just before the break about Scotty Prince. Mm. We took him for granted, yeah. Leading the boys around. I've also made two changes on the wing. I was a big fan of it. In fact, I modelled my game on Taniela Tuaki.
Oh,
young
yes.
Like to see him
machine.
On one wing. And, Joel, we're caught short with our goal kicking too, so I know you're probably calling the game tomorrow night. But you've got to take your tea and your boots out as well. I'd love you to start on the other wing.
Are you on the Four Pines at the moment, Hemi? Because yes, for Taniela Tuaki, that's a brilliant recommendation.
That's a really good one. Hemi, also, we've got a text message here from Scott saying, and this one's out of left field, Gareth Ellis for the Tigers.
Yeah, he won the Player of the Year four times in a row.
Proven winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Bring them all back. Bring them all back. There's got to be some sort of change out there at the moment. Hey, we've got two great games this evening. We're kicking off with the Brayley Cup. Knights versus the Sharks is the one that kicks us off. The Knights are firm through the week, $2.15 into $1.55. But a bit of a case of new coach, who dis for the Sharks. They've got a new coach, and we know when teams get a new coach in, that they turn it on, and we've had a few that have won over the years. The punters are loving the price here, $2.45. They can smell a bit of burley in the water up there in Newcastle. I'm predicting a bit of a shark attack. So 245, you are getting about the Sharks. We've also got a little bit of a special market up about the Brayley brothers as well. Either Brayley brother to score at any stage this evening, getting $3.75.
Ooh,
or either Brayley brother to score the first try. $17, you're getting there as well.
I like that. And we're seeing the rise of the dummy half try, Satsy.
Yes.
I like that. Who are you tipping in that one, Hammy, by the way?
Yeah, I think I'm actually, I really subscribe to this new coach thing that goes on. So I reckon the Sharks maybe at $2.45 might be the bet in that one this evening. But I tell you what, I'm actually heading to the game of the round tonight, the Storm versus the Roosters. The Storm are very short, $1.35. The Roosters, we know they got a few injuries, but they found a way to win last week, $3.25 this evening. I love the little bit of homework you did here, Joel, and I'm going to pinch it for the purposes of this. The little same game multi. The last 20 games that Ryan Papenhuyzen has scored a try, the Storm have won that match. So you can build a little same gamer tonight. Pap to score, into Storm to win. You're getting a very tidy $2.25.
Over $3 for a Roosters side that boasts the point scoring ability that they've got, the experience they've got,
yeah,
the exciting youth they've got as well. That's a steal.
Well, what it is respect for the purple jumper, isn't it? And like you think about, you've got a team that's got Radley, Brett Morris, Josh Morris, Joey Manu, James Tedesco, super kid. Mind you, Hammy, though, if there's a team who's the best in the world at doing it, it's the Melbourne Storm. He's going to be making a lot of tackles, Sammy Walker. But Trent Robinson will forecast that. He'll have a plan for that, Sats. He won't have him going to the firing line. What else you got, Hammy?
I love this one for tonight as well, Joel. NRL trifecta. This is a beautiful little initiative from Sportsbet here. Any three of these five blokes to score the first three tries in this evening's game. How's this for a lineup? We've got the Fox, Ryan Papenhuyzen, Cameron Munster, Brett Morris, and James Tedesco. You couldn't pick a better five there. Any three of those five to score the first three tries. That is paying $10, max bet $50. You find that one in the top markets of this evening's game. That's a great bet. And we'll all be on that at Sportsbet this evening.
That's a beauty, isn't it, Sats? Mm. So those players you're cheering for. And between them, I think they've scored 29 tries this year, Hammy. So that's almost between that cohort, about six tries around. So they're going to be right in the mix. What about in up there, Kazali Land? Because it sounds like you're down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this one's over in the West this evening. West Coast versus Collingwood at Optus Stadium. A whopping 90% of the cash has come for the Eagles in this one. They've won 10 of their last 11. At home there, they're $1.35 favourites. The Pies, they've been pretty ordinary this year. Just the one win, $3.25 head-to-head. If you're looking to spice up those same game multis, I can't look past this little stat here. The big flat-track bully, Josh Kennedy, he loves playing at home. Three or more goals for him. He's kicked three or more in each of the Eagles' last four games at Optus Stadium. You're getting about $1.85 for that there. So happy to throw him in there to spice up those same game multis. That's all from me today, boys. TGIF, and most importantly, gamble responsibly.
Be careful to back against the Collingwood Pies. Last year, remember the unwinnable game? They went and stayed in the camper vans.
That's right.
7-day quarantine.
Jayco camper vans, exactly.
Came out and absolutely ambushed the Hammy, West Coast Eagles.
The Grubs were spotted, by the way, last week out at day one of the championships. You're going to the football tonight, the rugby league, or as the Melbournians may say, rugby. Are you with the Grubs tonight, or who's the gang?
Yeah, we've got a few of the Grubs and a few of the other sports at social. just letting a bit of steam off. Haven't you been enjoying a few Four Pines on the company dime? looking forward to getting the band together and enjoying that one. And hopefully cheering very elegant home to a win at $2.50 tomorrow in race 8 at Randwick.
Okay, I'm in opposition to you there. I'm on the Dragon, Sir Dragon, but hopefully one of us wins anyway. Hey, Hammy, great to chat, mate. Enjoy tonight. It'll be an absolute blockbuster.
A pleasure as always. And just quickly, Tigers 13+ at $41. Worth a little Stewie Diver. Can they sign for you,
Critic? Okay, yeah. Never know. You never know. When he throws out the Stewie Diver, Hammy, he goes all right. Trust me. Heads up, punter. Sky Racing is now available on Sportsbet. Watch Racing Live on the app or website. See sportsbet.com.au for details. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly. Coming up next, we'll preview tonight's blockbuster between the Melbourne Storm and the Sydney Roosters. Before we break, just a few text messages coming through here. Ooh, I like this one. Rostog. He goes good, this Rostog. Hey, boys. WBW alert. Port Macquarie Race 8, number 12. Tequila Carbos, $3.30. Tequila Carbos. Hey, Joel and Sats.
That's made tonight at about 9:45. Tequila Carbos.
Yes. Hey, Joel and Sats. I think the Bulldogs could do with Brett Camorley.
Oh, yes.
To really help the young blokes and the forwards. The Knights could do with big slamming Sam Stewart to make a return. Matt from the Central Coast. Parramatta should never have let Manu Ma'u go.
I'm glad they did because he was frightening.
Yeah.
You used to go and interview him. He'd stare straight through you. You'd melt while you're trying to interview him.
Ben from Cronulla, he would love for Manu Ma'u to go back. Bill from Illawong, I'd bring back Craig Polamalu to the Dogs. Absolute gun and would do better than the current mob. Hey, boys, by the way, Paul Kent. Oh, this bloke's getting stuck into Kenty. He spoke up about the Broncos. He said they lose by 50. Get that into your Kenny, says Texas Tony. Well, Texas Tony, Kenty might have been wrong, but you also said that Momorowski would score two, which didn't happen. He did. He didn't get one, actually, did he?
No, he didn't.
Momorowski, yeah. So, but we do appreciate those text messages coming through. Sats and Joel, I'd bring back Scotty Sattler as lock for the Roosters. What a career he had with the Chooks, in seriousness. I'd take Scotty out of the 2003 grand final. Still gives me nightmares, Brian. Oh, Brian's a Rooster, of course. Hi, Joel and Sats, 100%. The handshakes by the Panthers players last night was an up yours to the critics, but what else? Oh, I've been with that one already, though, Mike. We do appreciate that. 0457 736 736. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch with thanks to Four Pines. But for now, it's Scotty Sattler in the chair. Up next, we're going to preview the big match, the Melbourne Storm and the Sydney Roosters, which sounds like Scotty Sattler might be thinking there's value in the Roosters. I'll break it back with more.
Kennard Tire is making trade easy with swap and go service on site and heaps more.
You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
You certainly are. Now, what's brewing thanks to Four Pines? It's all brewing. Hammy Goodman, of course, heading out to Amy Park tonight. These are great clashes. I'll tell you something, Sats, which I find phenomenal in a salary cap era, that the last 13 years, and people are going to text and say, well, they breached the salary cap. They sure did. The Melbourne Storm many years ago.
They've had plenty of friends with them as well that have breached it over the years.
Absolutely. But the thing with the Melbourne Storm breaching it, most of those players debuted with their club. Like, it's what they did with those players. So let's park the salary cap complaints. Last 13 years, 10 times the minor premiership has won by either the Roosters or the Melbourne Storm, and the other team was probably not far behind them. 10 times in a competition that has 16 teams in a salary cap era, 10 of the last 13 has been won by either the Roosters or the Melbourne Storm. It's phenomenal. One thing we know for sure tonight is whatever you expect probably won't happen. It's been all the talk this week. Trent Robinson not worried about losing players to Craig Fitzgibbon. What do you make of Fitzgibbon going to the Sharks first and foremost?
Oh, I love it. I love that. I don't like the way that it played out in relation to John Morris. He's one of the good guys of the game, Johnny Morris, and he's given 10 years to the Cronulla Sharks. If the reports are correct that he felt as though that he still had the inside running for that role and then 24 hours later not have a job, I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's a brutal game. It's a brutal sport, and clubs have to make decisions whether they're not going to it's not going to rest easy with all of the support, the supporters of the club. We get that. Craig Fitzgibbon is untried and untested as well as a head coach. But what we do know is he's coming from a process which is very successful. It's like coaches that come out of Melbourne, they get opportunities. Some of them go very well. Your Michael Maguire's win competitions. You've got Adam O'Brien, who I think is going to do really good things at the Newcastle Knights. I think it's going to be the same with Trent Robinson, assistant coaches, Matt King, Craig Fitzgibbon, Adam O'Brien was there as well. So I like the appointment of it. I don't buy into the whole, the reasoning behind John Morris not being able to attract star players because he got Cameron McGuinness, who is a star player. So that's a mute point. But park all that aside, and from Craig Fitzgibbon's point of view, he's one of the most respected players in the modern game, Craig Fitzgibbon. Tremendous player. More reports that a tremendous coach, one-on-one coach with the players. So I can only see an up for the Cronulla Sharks if they get their operational staff in order.
Yeah, I totally agree. And on all those comments, Bomber Morris, I think he's been hard done by. Could he have done any more at the Sharks? Probably not. You made a good point around not being able to attract star players. Well, that's rubbish because Cam McGuinness had signed a contract there. He hasn't been able to spend a lot of money. However, I also believe that Craig Fitzgibbon is going to be a very, very good coach. He's every reason. He grew up in a rugby league family.
He's got the temperament for it.
He's got the temperament for it. When you speak to him, he screams as though he's a very, very, very good first grade
coach. When you coach a rugby league side, especially at NRL level or any top tier level of any sport, yes, the physicality side of it is very important. You know, how you train them, how you prepare them, but it's what connection you've got with them individually. Now, anyone who knows Craig Fitzgibbon is he is one of the most genuine human beings that you'll ever meet. He's empathetic, he's articulate, and he cares about people that are in his immediate circle. One of the most loyal human beings you'll ever meet. The players will see that on a minute-by-minute basis. The players will want to play for that, and he'll get the best out of the players that are there. I'm not saying Johnny Morris didn't, because I think Johnny Morris has done an outstanding job, and he'll get another job, whether it's here or the UK Super League. He'll get another job as an assistant or the UK Super League as a head coaching role. But Craig Fitzgibbon is an amazing human being, has got a tremendous rugby league intellect. And as you know, as you just said, he's just got DNA going through his veins when it comes to rugby league. He lives and breathes the history of the game as well.
Absolutely. An amazing apprenticeship. He's ready to go. And you know what? Like, if they're both on the open market, Bomber Morris will be sought after. Craig Fitzgibbon would be more sought after.
Absolutely.
Because there's just that feel around him. And the analogy could be, what if Craig Fitzgibbon, he's untried, all those sorts of things, but he might be the Joseph Suwali, just waiting there in coaching terms. By the way, you don't need to change channels. We are staying right here for the duration of the afternoon. Scotty Sutler and I will broadcast the Sharks taking on the Newcastle Knights. And then later on, if you wish, via the app, Sean Timmins and Jimmy Smith, they will be calling the Storm versus the Roosters game via the app and NRL Nation. And don't forget as well, tomorrow from noon, Guru, myself, Brian Fletcher, Bears Head Fletcher, and also Brendan Cow will be out at JCO Sydney, which is Glossop Street in St Mary's, JCO Sydney.
How do you get Bears Head to work on a Saturday?
I don't know. I don't know how all that played out, but he's ready to go. He'll be there. So if you want to meet Bears Head, it is school holidays. Bring people out, your family out to meet Bears Head. But I think even more so, if your partner's a Game of Thrones fan, bring them out to JCO Sydney there at Glossop Street in St Mary's and introduce them. Get a photo with a Game of Thrones star being Brendan Cow. Looking forward to that. But let's focus now on this blockbuster match, which is the Storm taking on the Roosters. Harry Grant has been named on the bench again. Brandon Smith starting at hooker. Do you expect it to be that way? I suppose it will. They'll take the shine off the ball. And
yeah, I think it will. I think the intensity, because the Melbourne Storm like to blow you off the park from the first second. They don't like you to get in any sort of rhythm or any routine as a side. You know, as a side, as a player, Joel, you say, oh, I'm going to get myself into the game. I'm going to get an early run, or I'm going to get an early tackle. I'm just going to feel myself into the game. They don't do that. They just say, listen, from the first moment the whistle goes, we are going to try and blow you off the park.
Absolutely.
You've got to be willing to go with them. And again, is Jared Waihe-Hargreaves coming off the bench?
Yes.
So I'd be starting Jared Waihe-Hargreaves in this game. I'd let him get amongst the Melbourne Storm players, just try and rattle their cage a little bit, and that still might happen. I don't think it's going to be as, I'm not going to say easy. Everyone's anticipating the Melbourne Storm will do this comfortably. I don't think that's the case, especially when you've got all those players you just rattled off before for the Roosters. They're big game players. And beware of the unknown. We don't know enough about Sam Walker, but what we do know at the moment is this kid fears nothing. He's possibly one of the best rookies we'll see. When you talk about some great rookie performances like debuts and first seasons, we could be talking about his debut season in 15, 20 years' time.
Yeah.
Like we do with Freddie and
could be.
Those sort of players. So fear the unknown. I don't think we know enough about Sam Walker at NRL level, enough about his entire game.
Wow. What I've seen in the first two rounds from him, or his first two games, unbelievable. This is the ultimate test. You take on the Premiers at Amy Park. It's huge, but the kid looks like he's born for it. Hooker Ben Marshkey, by the way, he's won his battle at the NRL Judiciary over a crusher tackle. He's free to play tonight. Adam Kieran and Lindsay Collins. I think Lindsay Collins comes back huge for the Roosters when you're taking on this big, big pack. He'll start the match off the bench, as you say, with Jared Weir-Hargreaves. So big game coming up, big game coming up. You'll hear it on the NRL Nation app or SEN app. We'll have the NRL Nation call there, Jimmy Smith, Sean Timmins, and as I say, Scotty Sattler and myself. We're taking you through to the call, which may be the big clash between the Newcastle Knights and the Sharkies. How do the Sharkies perform? Do they stand up for their former coach, Bomber Morris, or do they fold like a deck chair? That's a big question. Here's a Kennard's Hire special tonight. Kenneth Oath, Bromwich, anytime try scorer. Josh from Newcastle might be the case. Ellery Hanley for the Tigers says one listener to bring back to fill the void is an old thing. Of course, Fitzgibbon will go better. He has money to spend. Texas Tony. Well, he will go better. Of course he will, as Bomber Morris would have went better. We just think that perhaps that over the duration, Craig Fitzgibbon might be a better coach than John Bomber Morris, who in his own right will be a very, very good coach of it, no doubt. And he'll have no problem at all getting a job, Johnny Bomber Morris. What are the chances that the Tigers can pull off an upset over the Bunnies boys? Can Madge conjure up a miracle against his former side? If our edge defenders can pull their pants up, work hard, and we cut out the errors, we are a chance. I'm going to show you a tape very shortly, Sats, in the break of some footage I cut up about the Tigers. The last 3 weeks, they've been caught with this four times with a dummy half. So 3 weeks ago, it was Jaden Brayley. He played flat left to the line, to the right edge of the West Tigers. Uh-huh. Mitch Barnett scored. The following week, Reed Marnie, who had obviously watched that, he did the same for Papali'i. He scored the try as
Condon
well.
Condon last week?
Yes. Condon last week?
Yes.
He also got Opacek, Reed Marnie there as well. So it's going to be coming down that right side where Dewey is. So they'll be aiming for that as well. 1300 01 1170 is the way to go. And have your say. Plenty of text messages rolling through as well. Hey there, Sugar, after your OB tomorrow, will you need somewhere to catch up and watch the Queen Elizabeth tomorrow? You should go to the Blue Cattle Dog, which is only a hop, skip and a jump away from where you'll be. Anthony,
yeah, good
from
watering
Rosehill
hole. Anthony, great watering hole. Like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Rightio, we're going to hit the news early, I think. Satsy boy, 1300 01 1170. That's what's brewing thanks to Four Pines. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Four Pines, where Scotty Sattler's in the chair. Coming up next, the great man, Andrew Swain from Stan Sport. I want to ask him about this TJ Perenara, see where he's placed with that. I'll break him back with more. Thank you very much, April. And the IMAR quiz coming up shortly as well for your chance to go into the draw to win a Samsung television worth almost $1,900. Satsy's got the questions today, so that's coming up very, very soon. So stay listening. In the meantime, we're going to check in with our man to talk all things rugby. For Stan Sport, we go to Andrew Swain. G'day, Swainy.
G'day, gents. How are you going today?
Mate, we're going great. First and foremost, let's kick off with this. TJ Perenara being linked to the Roosters. Is this fair, Nickum, you think? Could you possibly see him playing a bit of rugby league out here in the NRL, or is it just the management playing a few tricks there to bump up his price tag?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is definitely agent speak, only because we're talking about a guy who's played, you know, dozens of All Black tests, right? He could go to France, he could go to the UK, he could go to Japan and command a massive paycheck. Why would he want to come to the Roosters on a fraction of that?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know we're talking about the Roosters here, but why would he want to do that? I just don't understand it. But again, like, he does come from a rugby league family. It's sort of been said that his You know, a lot of his family love the game, and maybe he just wants to test himself. But the first thing that comes to mind is, yes, it's agent speak.
It's, well, he's 29 as well, isn't he? Isn't he, Perenara?
I think so. Is he swaying it?
He's 29.
Look, he's definitely not in the end of his career. Like, he's still got a few good years in him. So, and, you know, there are some good young halfbacks coming through in New Zealand rugby union. But TJ Perenara is TJ Perenara. Like, he is a very, very good rugby player. I do wonder whether this is kind of a bit of a beat-up around the rugby league stuff. Sir John Kerwin's come out and said it. So you've got to take what Sir JK says, you know, pretty seriously. But I just honestly think that it might be a bit of agent speak to start with. But, you know, these sorts of things, they could start, you know, as a little bit of where there's smoke, there's fire, and then burn into a big raging, you know, fire. So we'll just see what happens, I guess. But, yeah, the first thing that I think of is, why wouldn't he go to Japan, France or the UK and get, you know, the millions that he probably could make?
So that's the only thing that makes me have huge question marks on this is that this is the Roosters. The Roosters don't have these things play out so publicly, do they?
You're right.
So that's
exactly
why
right.
I think it might be an agent push.
A lot of stuff with the Roosters is left field, isn't
yes.
it? So, yeah. Now, Swaney, what about Scotty Vardy announces his retirement?
Well, this bloke was an absolute warrior in the game of rugby. He was a late bloomer, a guy who plied his trade in Sydney Club Rugby for years and sort of got nibbles here and there around the professional ranks, went and played over in Japan. In fact, over in Japan, he is an absolute national hero because around the time of the tsunami hitting in Tokyo and sort of that region, he basically helped in the recovery effort because he was playing his rugby in Kamaishi up there. So he's a national hero in Japan. Then came back to Australia and played for the Brumbies, made his debut for the Wallabies at quite a later age than most people do, and then went to a World Cup and was just a guy that, you know, if there's a young club toiler out there who thinks that they want to play for the Wallabies one day, he actually gives them hope. So, you know, it's wonderful that he's... And then he's gone over to Leinster and he's an Irish national hero. Mm. You know, won a couple of Heineken Cups with them over there as well. So, yeah, it's look, he's a great rugby story, and we wish him all the best in retirement. Now he's, you know, can go back to his pub back in Canberra with Benny Alexander, the one that he owns down there, the dock on the foreshore there. So he can go and start pouring beers and make up for lost time with Benny A.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Swaney, what about this? And this is a victory for rugby in my eyes over the rugby league, where the New Zealand Rugby Board have approved licences for two Pacifica teams, that being Moana Pacifica and the Fijian Drua. Now, this is significant as far as a new competition looming for next year.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. And I think that, you know, this has been a long time in the making, and the Pacific Islands have been an area where rugby and rugby league have sort of pilfered a lot of talent over the years and not really given back. So the fact that they can potentially have their own franchises, professional franchises, keep the talent in the Pacific Islands is magical. You know, we saw the Fijian and Drua, they played over in the Aussie NRC sort of for a few years. They won it in 2018. They were just an absolute electric team to watch. They were so good to watch. And so if we can see that in Super Rugby, one of the big things that's been a real roadblock in getting the Pacific Islands involved has been the commercial viability. But the fact that the Australian Rugby Union, Rugby Australia, and the New Zealand Rugby Union are now starting to recognise and get behind them, you know, this can only be a good thing for the game of rugby. And it's a great thing for the Pacific Islands.
You look at the story of Viliami Kikau, Swaney, and also Sugar, playing rugby union, growing up on an island, went to an exclusive rugby school in Fiji, is spotted, and is about to go to French rugby union. The Cowboys steal him.
Yeah.
He goes to North Queensland, plays in their under-20s. If this was in play when Viliami was at school,
that's right.
Rugby league doesn't get him. So this is why it's so important for the growth of the game, and it's a real threat to rugby league as well, Swaney.
And Sats, like, that story is not the only one of these. Like, there's dozens of those stories. You know, there's guys playing over in France at the moment, you know, that are all Pacific Island heritage that could well be back in, you know, this region playing their rugby down here, but they're over in France. And you know, the conditions over there are tough as well for those type of players. They have to go over there and you know, basically provide for their families, send it back from France. And French rugby is a real jungle when it comes to getting paid and all this sort of stuff. So, like, it's a really wonderful thing for these young Pacific Island guys. As you say, if they're coming up through school now, they know that they can stay in the region and play professional rugby, still give themselves a chance to represent the Flying Fijians or, you know, the Samoans or the Tongan teams, and still become those huge names that we know that so many Pacific Island players have made themselves over around the world.
Hey, Swainy, we've got a roll, but before we go, just a couple of quick tips. Lachie Swinton back for the Waratahs. Are they any chance of the Tars?
Look, a slim chance. The one thing that, you know, I think that that keeps the Waratahs in with a chance is that performance they put in against the Brumbies a couple of weeks back. You know, it was such a better, much improved performance. I think that they are a small chance. The Western Force, though, this is the game that they last played against the Waratahs in 2017 in Perth. It was a real grudge match, and the Force got up, and I think they've still got a bit of that bad blood in their veins. So I reckon this will probably be a Force victory.
Chrissy Nelson listening is about to give us some racing tips as well. So he would be interested to know whether you want to be on the plus 7.5 for the Waratahs or the minus 7.5 for the Force.
Oh, I reckon it's going to be close. So I'm going to say plus 7.5 for the Waratahs. I think it's going to be tight. The Western Force don't blow teams away at the moment. So, bet on it being tight.
Okay, Rebels plus 5.5, Brumbies minus 5.5. Which way, Swainy?
Brumbies have rested a heap of guys. So, look, they'd be reeling after losing to the Reds last weekend. But they're resting a heap of guys this week. The Rebels are desperate. They don't have a lot of points in them, but let's go Rebels plus 5.5.
Rebels, by the way, have won their last four home games against the Brumbies. I love it, Swainy. And, of course, you can catch up on all the rugby action via Stan Sport. Mate, thanks again for your time.
It's going to be a ripper weekend, boys. Tune in.
Can't wait. There's the great man, Andrew Swain. Swainy McSwain. We now go to the racing. So he's tipping the Tars with the start, Rebels with the start. So I do like that. Our man from up there in Queensland, Chrissy Nelson, to give us all the tips from Queensland. And we've got the IMAR quiz looming as well. So it's probably a good idea to jump into the queue. 1300 01 1170 is the way to do that. But in the meantime, Queensland is your place to race this year. And Chrissy Nelson is our man to give us the tips. G'day, Chrisso.
How are you, Joel?
Great, mate.
Is he?
Pen ready.
Here on a Friday. Plenty of tips for the weekend.
Can you spend your 100 again, Chrissy? I like doing it that way. So we go to Eagle Farm. We'll get some tips later on for Sydney as well. But Eagle Farm tomorrow, Chrissy, you got 100 bucks to spend. How are you spending it?
Can I have 100 in each venue? Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, here we go. Eagle Farm, race 7, number 5, Junction.
Yes.
We'll have $60 a win on Junction. He gets a lovely run. He just maps to trail the leader here, Epic Girl. And I think he'll go for home at about the 200. He'll get Epic Girl's measure, and then those back markers have to run him down. And I'm not confident that they can. So $60, race 7, number 5, Junction.
Beautiful.
And then straight into the next race. Race 8, number 1, Vega 1. Now, resumes from a break. He won't be wound up yet, but I still think he'll be too good for these. He trialled at Doomben on Tuesday, and he was exceptional in that trial. He won it, and he won it under a very strong hold. So Vega 1 will have $40 on in race 8, number 1.
Beautiful. Nice little double, if you don't mind. A little multi there. $4.60, according at the moment. We move on now to Sydney. Who do you like in the big one, firstly? Before you spend your 100, is your 100 part of one of the big races?
Oh, it's definitely. I've got the 100 in race. Well, I'm spending it in races 5 and 7, both group ones, the Oaks and the Sydney Cup.
Rightio. Hit us with the Oaks.
Oaks, Hungry Heart, number 3. Now, obviously, ran down Harmony Rose in the Rose Hill Guineas there last time out, which was the Vinery Stud, top of my head. And, look, the pace was on in that race, so she wants further. She gets it. She's out to 2,400 metres. I think she's a great price. It was around $4.80 still when I last checked. That price is overs as far as I'm concerned. I think she'll be winning the Oaks Hungry Heart. So I'm going to have $60 a win on Hungry Heart, race 5, number 3.
Actually, Hungry Heart actually nabbed my mate's horse, Bowler Jelly. He's only got a very small share, the Bowler Jelly. He had Harmony Rose, of course. But anyway, we've got to move on. Chrissy, what's the other 40 going to?
Race 7, number 13, Realm of Flowers in the Sydney Cup. Tried hard to run down Favourite Moon in the Mannion Cup. There wasn't much between them. She was closing on the line. She gets that extra ground. She's proven over 3,200 metres. We'll have $20 each way. Number 13, Realm of Flowers.
Beautiful, mate. I appreciate that. Junction Vega 1, Hungry Heart and Realm of Flowers. We do appreciate that, Chrissy. We've got to move on to the IMAR quiz, mate, but we'll chat again next week.
Look forward to it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Will do. We're going to break now. When we return, the IMAR quiz is there. Sats has got the questions. You go into the running to win a TV worth $1,900, a Samsung television, thanks to Bing Lee. 1-300-01-1170. The quiz line is open right now. So jump in the queue for your chance to win a television, thanks to Bing Lee, to the value of $1,900.
Kennard Tyre is making trade easy with swap and go service on site and heaps more.
You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
The SEN quiz for IMAR Tradies Insurance. Right now at IMAR, buy Tradies Insurance online and save. IMAR.com.au.
They're the tradies, mate. That's IMAR.
And today's prize for the IMAR quiz is you'll go into the draw to win a 65-inch Samsung television from Bing Lee. Valued at almost $1,900, Bing Lee have been bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957. And right now at IMAR, buy Tradies Insurance online and save. IMAR.com.au. Have you got the questions ready to go, Satsy
boy?
I've got
them ready to go.
Rightio, let's hit Joe from Newington. We hit the line, 1-300-01-1170. Joe's there. G'day, Joe.
Hey, boys. How are we going?
Here we go, Joe. First one. Who kicked the 42-metre field goal last night for the Panthers?
Nathan Cleary.
Kick, kick. Second question, Joe. Two brothers are playing each other tonight, Newcastle and Cronulla. Who are they?
It's the Safidi brothers.
Oh, no, they're in the same team.
Same team.
Oh, you mean the opposite team?
Yes.
Oh, yep.
Playing against each other, but I like your angle, though. We'll give you another crack at it, Joe.
Okay, so it's the Brayley brothers.
Well done.
Yep.
And last question.
And
last question is the former Brisbane Bronco that could be possibly returning next week to the Broncos.
Carmichael Hunt.
There we go.
Boom. Stay on the line there, Joe. You're going into the running to win the IMAR television. Bing Lee been bringing you the best brands and advice since 1957. And IMAR Tradies Insurance, of course, bringing us that. Joe from Newington goes into the draw. That will be drawn on the 5th of May. Now we look ahead to the Friday night games. And, of course, we've got you covered here on SEN. Sats, we're going to call the Newcastle Knights taking on the Cronulla Sharks. Looking forward to that. The Battle of the Brayley, so to speak. That's going to be on SEN right now where you're listening now. And, of course, you can catch up on the app for the later game on SEN app to hear the NRL Nation call of the Storm taking on the Roosters, which is very easy these days. You can listen to the app via your car, etc. Rolled, fast, fresh Vietnamese with crunch, bite and flavour. Order via app or visit a store today. And don't forget as well, I mentioned this before, Satsy boy, that we'll be heading out to St Mary's tomorrow. Glossop Street is where Jayco Sydney is. And it'll be Brian Fletcher, Guru, Eric Groth Jr. will be there, myself and Brendan Cowell. Mm. Looking forward to speaking to Brendan because he's a big Sharkies fan. Plenty of happening in the world of the Sharks as well. So that's
passionate too, isn't he?
Oh, very passionate.
Yeah.
Very passionate. And, of course, as I say, you know, actually he's also going into Avatar. So,
you were saying that, yeah.
Yeah, Avatar, Game of Thrones. So if you're around Jayco Sydney, which is Glossop Street, St Mary's tomorrow, come out and get a few photos with Fletch and Guru and also Brendan Cowell, of course. And you can have your say. We'll be there for a couple of hours from midday for crunch time. Crunch time courtesy. Yes, we'll be.
How long have we got? We've got a bit of time
now,
to banter.
I've got 2 minutes, yeah.
Okay, really quickly, when you say St Mary's, I think of St Mary's Pet Shop.
Do you?
And the reason why, and every time St Mary's is mentioned, is because when Joel Clinton first moved out of home, he was lonely.
Where was he from?
He's from...
Is he a country boy or
no,
a city
No, he's from
boy?
Right around...
Yeah, well, a local
River,
Penrith
Riverston.
Boy. Riverston.
Riverston.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Shane Rodney. And he was lonely. And we said, oh, why don't you get a dog? No, I don't want to look after it. You know, why don't you get a cat? No, I don't like cats. We said, well, why don't you get a fish? He goes, yeah, I'll get a fish. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
And I just have to put, sprinkle some food in. So one of the players' girlfriends worked at the St. Mary's pet shop.
Yeah.
He went in there to get a fish, and she said, oh, do you want one, two? He goes, oh, how many? I'll get four or five. You can't have that one because that one will eat that one. And that's a samurai fighting fish. And so I ended up getting a heap of fish.
Yeah.
And she said to him, did you – like, listen, with the fish, do you want an aquarium? He said, I don't care what star sign they are.
Did he really?
Honestly.
Was that stock standard for Joel?
No, it wasn't stock standard.
No.
Yeah. He's a good old country boy, but yeah, pretty funny.
Oh, that is very good. That is very good. Joel Clinton from Riverson. Have your say, mate. Ring up if you want to defend yourself. But that's pretty much it. We're nearly towards the end of the show. Just repeating, we're going to be there. But we are at the end of the Drive with Joel and Fletch show, but we're staying on here for the next 4 hours, Sats, to broadcast the Rugby League courtesy of SEN. So we're going to take you through the lead up of the Knights taking on the Sharkies. We look forward to that. So stay with us right here. We're going to take a quick break. As I say, tomorrow, the Crunch Time team, Brian Fletcher, Brendan Cowell, and myself and Guru will be there from midday at Jayco Sydney on Glossop Street, which we look forward to that. Who are you tipping in the later game? Are you settled on the Roosters?
No, I think the Storm will get away, but I think it's only going to be two or four points.
Two or four points. Yeah. So you think the start might be a bit too much?
I think
there.
The return of Bradman Best and Saifidi and Curt Mann.
Yeah.
No Wade Graham and no Josh Dugan.
Well, we're about to go into the pregame right after this, Sat, so don't go anywhere. Scotty Sattler and myself, we're staying here. Gibbo, well done. Tommy staying on for the ride as well. That's Drive with Joel and Fletch. Stay with us. NRL Nation about to start. Well, you know what? It's fair to say it starts now. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. 1300 01 117.